Love and Hate from the Satanic Bible by Anton Sansdor LaVey. Love and Hate. Satanism represents kindness to those who deserve it, instead of love wasted on ingrates. You cannot love everyone. It is ridiculous to think you can. If you love everyone and everything, you lose your natural powers of selection and wind up being a pretty poor judge of character and quality. If anything is used too freely, it loses its true meaning. Therefore, the Satanist believes that you should love strongly and completely those who deserve your love, but never turn the other cheek to your enemy. Love is one of the most intense emotions felt by man. Another is hate. Forcing yourself to feel indiscriminate love is very unnatural. If you try to love everyone, you only lessen your feelings for those who deserve your love. Repressed hatred can lead to many physical and emotional ailments. By learning to release your hatred towards those who deserve it, you cleanse yourself of these malignant emotions and need not take your pent-up hatred out on your loved ones. There has never been a great love movement in the history of the world that hasn't wound up killing countless numbers of people, we must assume, to prove how much they loved them. Every hypocrite who ever walked the earth has had pockets bulging with love. Every Pharisaic religionist claims to love his enemies, even though when wronged he consoles himself by thinking God will punish them, instead of admitting to themselves that they are capable of hating their foes and treating them in the manner they deserve. They say, "There but for the grace of God go I, and pray for them." Why should we humiliate and lower ourselves by drawing such inaccurate comparisons? Satanism has long been thought of as being synonymous with cruelty and brutality. This is so only because people are afraid to face the truth. And the truth is that human beings are not all benign or all loving. Just because the Satanist admits he is capable of both love and hate, he is considered hateful. On the contrary, because he is able to give vent to his hatred through ritualized expression, he is far more capable of love, the deepest kind of love. By honestly recognizing and admitting to both the love and the hate he feels, there is no confusing one emotion with the other. Without being able to experience one of these emotions, you cannot fully experience the other.